Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei Vakama, Perik Yud, Mishnah Beis. Not loy moichsin eschem moire. Moichsin, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, are these gazlonim. Meches means a tax. If it's a legal tax, they're not gazlonim, they're doing their job and you're obligated to pay. But a legal tax means that they're appointed by the government and it goes with laws. There's a standard how the tax is collected, and that the people that collect it are honest. Our Mishnah is talking about a self-appointed tax collector. He decided, I'm stronger than you, so if you want to pass through my house or over this bridge, I decided you have to pay me tax. There are places in the world where things work that way. Or even if he was appointed by the government, but he decides on his own who pays what. Those are the type of tax collectors we are referring to. So Natlu Moichsen Eschemoire. These gazlonim took his donkey, they took it against his will, and when he went over to them and said, can I have my donkey back? They didn't give him his donkey, they gave him back someone else's donkey. Or, gazlu listim es kisusai. Robbers stole his cloak, his clothes. By a robber, we use the mashal of a kisus. That's easy to steal. You grab it, you hide it. A donkey is very hard to hide. So if you're just a illegal tax collector and you're part of a gang that just takes things, they don't have to hide anything. But a ksus usually is a robber. In any event, when you demand that they pay it back, the nastu like ksus acheres, they gave him someone else's. The dinas are elu shaloi. Whether it's the donkey or whether it's the ksus, he can have enough from it. Why? Because the assumption is, mipnei, because shehabailim, the owner of the chamar or the ksus that you have in your possession, they probably gave up hope. Mipnei shehabailim esyayishin mehen. When it was taken from them, they didn't think they're going to get it back. So when he gets back a donkey or the article of clothing from the moiches or the robber, he's kainet with yish and shini rishos. The gazlan gave it to him, and the bailim gave up hope. Ironically, the Gemara explains that here it's talking about a case where the robbers are Yisraelim. You see, there's more of a chance, in a way, that the Bailim are going to give up hope if the robbers are Yisraelim. Because if he doesn't have any Edom or proof that it's his, he may come to the Bezin. Bezin's going to say, so-and-so took it from you. Do you have Edom? Do you have proof that it's yours? But if it's listim necharim, sometimes he can go to a judge who doesn't work with Dinei Torah, and the judge is just in a bad mood, and he says, what? Someone stole it from you? I don't care if he has proof or not. I believe you, for whatever reason. That's possible. And therefore, there's less of a chance that he's going to give up hope. Memela zuk the Mishnah weiter. Suppose I'm sitting there, ich weiß, and I leave my suitcase, my table, my chair, near the ocean. I go into my house to get something, or I go back to get something, and here comes the river. It overflows and schleps it in. Someone went, and he was able to get it out. Hamatzel min hanar. Someone saved it from a river. Oy min hagayis, or an army came, they looted, they took everything, and someone comes and he saves it. Oy min alistim, or robbers come. As explained, we're talking about not listim Yisrael. So the din is as follows. Im nisyuashu habailim, if we know for a fact the bailim gave up hope, they said, oy, forget it, it's gone, the river took it, I'll never get it back. The soldiers took it, I'll never get it back. The robbers took it, I'll never get it back. If we know for a fact that he said that, then the one who saved it can keep it. I just want to quote you what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon, Shin Nun Vav, Sif Zayin. It's brought down in the Ramah over there. And you can look it up in Cheshin Mishpat. Despite the fact that technically you may be allowed to keep it, Achaminiku, the minig is, Lahachzer Kol Geneva, to return every Geneva Oy Gezela, Afila Lachar Yish Vashini Rishos. Even if technically you're allowed to keep it. If you had to pay the ganef to get it back, so the one that it was stolen from should return the money. And don't do different than this. If you have something that belongs to someone else, even if technically you're allowed to keep it, the minig is to return it. If I don't know who the bailim are, yachris, the idea, so announce it. They should be able to figure it out. Kedin mitzi, let them come and prove that it's theirs. Al kolpanim, zok the mishnah weiter. The chain and the din is in regard to nechil shel devar. Bees, they go from hive to hive in big bunches. Rachman al-Aslan, if someone is attacked, so they'll be stopped eaten by a huge group of bees. And there's a queen bee that goes in front, and everyone follows. So when you see such a stream of bees, it's called a nechil, because it goes like a river. Midin Torah, if you have a group of bees, that are in a hive, the owner of the hive is not kind to those bees, because they go from hive to hive. But this could lead to a lot of fights. So the Rabbanu were misakin it neidarke shalom, that it belongs to the owner of the kaveris. Kaveris is a hive. Even if they go on their own to someone else's rishos, the other person should allow the original bialim to take them back. If he doesn't, he's a gazla midrabanan. Can't say he's a gazla midraisa, he didn't take anything. They came on their own. And as explained, more important, min ha-Torah doesn't belong to the owner of the original hive, because bees go from place to place. It's not like you have them in a cage. But l'maisa chazal were misakein that you're a gazla midraban. So, let's say we have a stream of bees, and it goes from Reuven's kaveres to Shimon's kaveres. If we know for a fact that nesiuashu habaylam, that Reuven came back and said, "Ah, oh, my bees left my kaveres. Forget, I'll never get it back." Ashad, veili lechasar and kiss. Reilu shaloi, so Shimon could keep it. He was kind it with yish and shini rishos. But if he doesn't know for a fact that Reuven gave up hope, Shimon cannot take them. Zak the mishnah vayit omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Braika. Let me teach you three halachas when it comes to these streams of bees. The first halach is as follows. Nemenes isha, a woman is believed, a katan or even a minor before his bar mitzvah, is believed, loyma to say, mikan yatsa nechilze. Shimon comes out, he finds a stream of bees coming into his kaveres. And there's a little boy that says, it came from Reuven's. We believe him. But it has to be that Reuven was running after the stream to try to get it back with some kind of big net or something. And it also has to be that the woman and the child, they say it, Mesicham lefituma. Mesich lefituma means, not that they're officially testifying. They're saying, you know, by the way, you want to hear something interesting? Mamish, I saw it came from Reuven. They didn't realize they're saying Eidus, but they're telling us what happened. Second Allah. Suppose I'm Reuven, I see, uh-oh, there go my bees. Oh no, they're going over to Shimon. I can run onto Shimon's field to try to save them. Umahalech, the Bala Kaveres, that being Reuven, is permitted to go b'toich stechavere, into the field of his friend, when he's chasing after his bees, in order to save them, lahatzel es nechila, to save his stream of bees, and to return it to his Kaveres. Even though there may be some vegetables over there that are planted, I can still go in there, the imhizik, but if I did damage to those vegetables as I was chasing my bees, then mishali mashahizik, I have to pay for it. Even though I have rishus to go there, I still have to pay for damages. Now the chiddush is, even though I know I'm going to be doing damage by running on the vegetables, I'm still allowed to do it. Samazah, you can't say, I'm going to damage someone else's field and then pay for it. You still have an avera. He's allowed. The third halach is, avalo yokoitz es soichai. If my bee settled on a branch, and I'm scared to take it one by one, as soon as I take the first group with my net, the rest will fly away. So what I want to do is I want to chop off the whole branch and grab it into the net, or chop off the whole branch and somehow carry it back. That you're not allowed to do. Even though I'm going to pay for the damage to the tree. Dafka by the vegetables on the ground, or plants that are growing from the ground, lav dafka vegetables. Here Chazal said, okay, if you ruin them, just pay for it. But Lamai said they're going to grow back. If you break off a branch, it doesn't grow back. And therefore, you have no rishus to do it. Not even to save your bees. In any event, I say, Halt Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. Rabbi Shmuel ben Noisha Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer, he argues with his father in regard to this third halacha. And he says, now, if you're chasing your bees, af kaitzetz, you can cut off his branch, ben Noisha Nesedam, and pay him for the damage. The Bat Tanura says, however, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah, we learned that if the illegal tax collectors take away your donkey, when you demand it back, they give you someone else's donkey. Or when robbers stole your article of clothing, when you demand it back, they give you someone else's, you can keep it because the Bialim gave up hope. So you have Yish and Shini Rishus, and we're talking about Listim Yisrael, as explained. We learned that if you save something from a river that washed something away, or from looting soldiers, or from robbers, and these are not necessarily listim Yisrael, if you know for a fact that the Bialim gave up hope, then they're yours. If not, you cannot keep it. We spoke out what the Rama says in Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat Simen Shin Nun Vav Sif Zayin, that the minhag is to return anything that belongs to someone else, even after Yesh HaShem Rishos. If you don't know who it belongs to, treat it like an Aveda. Call it out. Let someone come and claim it with Simanim. And then we learned three halachas about streams of bees. We said, really, Min HaTorah, even if you have a hive and bees are there, they're not yours because they go from place to place. You don't really have a handle on the bees. You can't force them to stay there. However, because of Darkei Shalom, Chazal Masakin, that the bees in my hive belong to me. And if the stream of bees go following their leader from one Keveres to another Keveres, so if we know for a fact that the original Bailam gave up hope, then the second person can keep it. Rabbi Yochanan ben Berakhia told us three halachis. He told us, number one, that even an Isha or a Katan is believed to say, oh, this came from Reuven's Keveres. And the Gemara says there has to be Raglayim L'Dov. There has to be some other shtickle raya to that, like Reuven was chasing after it. And also that the Isha or the Katan said it, Mesiach L'Fitumah, not officially as Eidus, but they said, you know what, we saw it came taka from Reuven. So interesting, whatever they were saying. The second halacha was that Reuven, who's chasing his bees, is allowed to run into Shimon's field, even though he's going to be stepping on Zeroyim or Yerakais, as long as he pays for it, but he cannot cut off a branch, because a branch doesn't grow back. And Rabbi Shmuel Benoi, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon Abraika, disagreed and said you can even cut off a branch, as long as he pays afterwards, as he pays for the damages. However, the Batinur told us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel Benoi, Shal Rabbi Yechon Abraika.